Roaming around the Royal York Hotel during Canadian Music Week, you never know who you're going to run into. Just so happens we ran into our good friend Luther, who, well, we interviewed the Danger Bees.
So we're here in a hall of the Royal York Hotel with the Danger Bees. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm actually pretty sick, but okay. Getting well, through it.
Yeah. So you guys have had a busy week, right? Lots of shows, or?
We've had, I think this is probably our fourth interview in 2 days, but wow. Our actual showcase is tomorrow at 10 p.m. at Rancho Relaxo.
Okay. And have you guys been doing the conference thing and checking that stuff out?
We're going to one today. Luther's been going to them and taking notes for us, I think, mostly.
Doing all the legwork?
Actually, I'm not even going. We sent somebody else to go to take notes for me to take notes to then give over to the man.
As long as somebody's there, right?
The people working for the people we're working for.
There you go. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to go check out a couple today, I think.
Oh, yeah. And have you guys been around? I mean, checking out bands and that?
A bit, yeah. Some of the guys went to see Colorado and whatever bands Colorado were playing with. What else have we seen? I went to Cherry Cola's on Thursday
night.
Wicked
venue, eh?
It was actually really cool. I'd never heard of it before, but like, pretty rad place. I'd like to get a show there.
You saw the Wandas?
The Wandas, yeah, from Boston.
Yeah, cool. How were they?
They were great.
Very nice. And so you guys are from Nova Scotia, yeah?
Hell
yes,
yeah.
yes, and the guy who's now with us, our drummer, is also a yes. He's from Pickering.
Okay.
Ontario.
All right. So, I mean, a lot of bands on their first tour will go out east. So are you guys going to kind of go the opposite direction and go west, or what's,
well,
do you guys have plans to tour?
We have plans to make plans, basically.
Okay.
I think we want to go out east as soon as we can find a convenient block of time to do it, basically. I mean, we were a band on the East Coast for a couple of years before we came here, so we've got good contacts, you know, good bands to play with, a decent fan base there, and we know the venues that pay. So
yeah.
A tour is something that financially might actually make sense.
Cool. What about new music? Any plans for new music? I mean, your last full-length was in 08, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a single and a B-side coming out very shortly with a music video. And the plan is to record, like, probably a 7-song EP as soon as that's sort of ready to go. But right now we have a funding drive. Probably should have mentioned that earlier, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a funding drive where it's... Have you heard of Kickstarter.com?
No, never.
Okay. It's basically an initiative that bands do where they have a creative project, whether it's like a tour or an album or a video or whatever, and they just ask their fans to sign up and pledge money to them. But the catch is that we are offering stuff back. Like, if you pay $50, I'll write a song for you on, you know, your choice of topic or whatever. We've got, like, you know, shirts, or you can buy our whole discography, and for $150 you can go on a date with this guy.
Wow.
So
that's awesome. So how do you guys write? Is there one guy who kind of comes with an idea, or do you just get together and jam? What does that look like?
In 95% of the cases, I just write the song from start to finish, and then, you know, everyone brings their ideas to the table and actually, you know, form it and help, like, arrange it and that sort of stuff. But the, you know, chords, melody, and lyrics are already taken care of. But Josh and I have done a tune between the two of us, and that turned out quite well. So,
yeah, it was good.
Solid. Cool. So, what was it like moving from Nova Scotia, which is probably, I mean, the East Coast has a reputation of being very friendly and very open, and to come to Toronto, which is, you know, generally regarded as not the most friendly of Canadian cities. So was it an adjustment?
People don't hold the door for you when you're going into the subway, but that's just about the only difference.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the East Coast, I guess it's friendly, I guess.
You know what, though? It's like everyone says that, and fine, fair enough, but really, it's just there are so few people in the Maritime provinces, like, let alone Nova Scotia. So it's like when you come to a big city, it's like everyone just has a different like mob mentality. Like nobody lets you, you know, everyone crams on into the bus. Like it doesn't matter if it's an old lady, you're just forcing your way to like, it doesn't matter what you're doing, like who you're plowing over.
Yeah.
In Nova Scotia, you'll find all the time, like if you come to a head with somebody at a bus door, you both just stop and look at each other and go like this. And it's like, you're really just wasting time. But maybe it's more efficient here, I don't know.
Big difference in the way, you know, people drive too. Like Ed is a true blood Toronto driver, and we obviously came here and we're just sitting there like waiting forever to go, and like you know, never do a U-turn and never use the horn and stuff. But you know, he's not a mean guy. He just drives appropriately.
You just have to push you away. It's the only way to get through.
Was driving on the sidewalk yesterday for a little bit.
Yeah, he was actually driving on the sidewalk.
So I guess the most, you know, most people describe your stuff as a, you know, 90s pop, or relating to that. What are your influences when you write?
The Beatles, Weezer, obviously. Actually, it's funny, Weezer wasn't a huge influence on really any of us until like later on, but there were some bands around Halifax, you know, Joel Plaskett, Thrush Hermit,
Sycamores
would be the big one, but they're not a known band, so it's almost pointless to mention them, but they were a local band.
Well, people can check them out and maybe because everyone thinks Weezer, but it's not Weezer at all. It's the Sycamores is like the big one.
Sounded really heavily influenced by Weezer. Oh, so okay. it's kind of a second rate influence.
Yeah,
of course, being compared to Weezer is probably not a bad thing, right? I mean,
depends, new Weezer or old Weezer.
Yeah, well, true enough. Yeah. So what are you guys going to play?
I don't know.
Good year?
Good year.
We've been doing that all day.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right.
Sound good? You want to figure out where we should
we could
throw this?
Stairs or something,
yeah, the
maybe.
Stairs up there sound fantastic.
I just want to mention that this is going to be our first single, and it's coming out on Daycare Records, which is...
my name?
Yeah, Luther Mallory, who's been our manager forever, and Karen Bliss, and PJ Herrick, and they are doing awesome things for us, like getting us this interview.
Hallway interview.
Sweet, yeah. Evan McClass, we interviewed like Mishu in some dank stairwell behind the venue. We've done interviews in just the absolute worst places, but I mean, take what you can get, right?
Just press that red button. That means record.
That was the best part of that whole thing.
That was awesome, guys. Thank you.
There you go.